Maine's Democratic Party has voted to abandon its presidential primary and return to a caucus system for selecting candidates. The move is a bid to draw more attention from national candidates and promote more involvement among the state's Democrats. Maine Public Radio's Fred Bever reports.
Since the early 1900s, state parties have been moving away from traditional caucuses, a system that once gave delegates at state conventions great leeway in choosing presidential nominees. Parties in most of the country now rely on statewide elections that determine who the state party's presidential choices will be. Dr. James Thurber directs the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies at American University. He says the move toward binding primaries was aimed at taking power away from party bosses and giving it to rank-and-file voters.
It broke the back of the machines that controlled recruitment, controlled who ran under the party label. Those decisions were made in a non-democratic way, behind closed doors, mainly by white males in the old days.
Maine was slow to follow this trend and only went to a binding primary in 1996. State party officials hoped the move would significantly increase participation, and it did. While only 15,000 registered Maine Democrats made it to the caucuses of 1992, more than 60,000 turned out to vote in the binding presidential primary of 2000. But there were problems, according to Gwethlyn Phillips, executive director of the state Democratic Party. She notes that the new system actually incorporated elements of both the traditional caucus and of the binding primary.
And consequently, people couldn't decide whether they needed to go to their caucuses, vote in the primary, do both. It made no sense to people whatsoever.
On top of confusion, there was a feeling of futility. In 2000, primaries held days earlier in other states had already determined that Al Gore would be the national nominee. Maine Democrats, particularly the many who had voted for Bill Bradley, wondered why they had bothered. After a year-long conversation within the state party, officials proposed a return to the caucus system. It was approved over the weekend. Democrat Kathy Mink says caucuses energize the grassroots.
In a rural state like Maine, it brings people together. And I think if people participate, they have a more hands-on feeling that what they think really counts.
The party also hopes to force presidential candidates to rely less on statewide television ads and more on face-to-face contact to gain the loyalty of Maine Democrats. The chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Terry McAuliffe, was at Maine's convention this weekend. He says if Maine holds its caucus early enough, perhaps soon after the party's first presidential caucus in Iowa, it could become a magnet for national news organizations.
I think it helps the lesser-known candidates who don't really have the money, obviously, to go by the big media buys and has to rely on the grassroots support.
Still, some Maine Democrats, like Susan Newlin, worry that turnout for the caucuses will be disappointing.
If we can get people to come out, then it'll be great. Mm-hmm. But if we can't, then we have a few people controlling the destiny of Maine politics.
In an attempt to prevent participation from falling too far, Maine Democratic caucuses will include a new wrinkle borrowed from Michigan's caucus system. Registered Democrats who can't physically make it to their local caucus will still be able to be a part of it by sending in an absentee ballot. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever in Augusta, Maine.